What's up, buddy?
What up? How you doing, Ram?
I am good, man. Can you hear me all right?
Let me get the confirmation from Candy, but yes.
Good. Right
Let's
on.
get in straight to the point, completely off topic. You messaged me with an idea about talking about spirituality without dogma or theology. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, just
And how it relates to your tattooing.
now what I was going to talk about was seminar that I've done the last couple of years. I reached out to Tramp about 3 years ago and said, "Hey man, I want to do a seminar." And he's like, "What do you want to do?" I said, "I want to do one on faith and
Help me out
tattoos."
here. This is Tramp from Motor City. We all
Yes,
should
sorry.
know, but if you don't, that's the guy who runs the Detroit Tattoo Expo and great guy, former
Great
boss of
guy.
mine.
Yeah. And I worked for Tramp back in 97. And then I ended up in 98.
Jesus.
Brian Everett hired me and I worked at Route 66. So both the guys that do
Brian Everett,
the
his teammate, yeah.
Motor City Tattoo Expo guys. So anyways, I reached out to
What was
Tramp
it?
about
What was
doing.
your. I'm holding you up. I'm sorry, but that's the whole point of this stupid
It's
podcast
good. We're
is
good,
for me to
man.
hold you. No, tell me, Brian Everett to Tramp. I've worked for Tramp. I've never worked for Brian. Was there much differences? Brian sometimes seems a bit more easygoing, but honestly, at Tramp Shop, it was pretty easygoing.
Brian was when I worked for him in 98, he was funny. Like, Tramp, you remember Tramp tax then, right? You gotta pay your tramp tax on Mondays usually. That's how it was for me anyways in 97. When I worked for Brian was like, you drop every night because if you get killed in a car wreck, you're not getting killed with my money.
I love it.
So
Okay. I do
that's
love
old
it.
school, buddy. That is old school.
Yeah. We dropped every night for there was an old timer I worked for named Joe Satterwhite, and he was good about it. He even said something that I use to this day. He's like, if your paperwork's sloppy, you're stealing from me. And I didn't, I was like, I'm not. I just did sloppy pay. I'm terrible at paperwork. He's like, not anymore. Nope, that changes. And then I've seen it throughout my career that that does lead into, right? If someone's trying to see what the waters are like for ripping you off as an employee, employee boss relationship, sloppy paperwork starts really helping them. But aside from that, you've been doing a podcast for these two cats. So you wait, you say working with them was, it almost seems like it was then more, I wouldn't say harder really. But I would have expected Tramp to be more hardcore than working for Brian.
Well, Tramp was pretty hardcore because he was younger and a little more intimidating Tramp back when I worked for him. And but one thing I loved about Tramp is, and I still love about him, he's fair. You know where you stand with him.
Yeah.
And he's done so much for the industry and he's done so much for my career. My career got started because I met Tom Renshaw in Hollywood in 1996. And he said, if you ever move back
Hollywood,
to
California?
California, and I was living in
Okay, right
Phoenix,
on.
my son was 2 months old. I wasn't married to my wife December yet. And I was at a show there, met Tom and Jay Wheeler. And me and Tom have been friends since. Tom, when I went back to Michigan 6 months later, Tom got me a job. He introduced me to Tramp. Tramp hired me.
Okay.
So, big influences in
And
my
Tom
life.
is what one of the
Dude,
I
he's the
don't
black and
like
gray guy,
highest
man.
one of the most respected black and gray tattoo portrait artists doing it at a time when there were so few doing it, and he was doing it at such a high level that there was a it wasn't even almost questioned, right? There was like I don't mean to shit on Jack Rudy. Am I going to do that? I
No, because
felt like
Jack
Tom
did
did a
what
better
Jack did, right?
portrait
Jack's he's a
than
grandfather, man.
okay. Yes. And then how the fuck do Tom kind of redefined what was possible with portraits, and everybody in the world was like, oh my God, this is the best portrait artist in the world. And then it opened up the door for Jay Wheeler, Bob Tyrell, Marshall Bennett of sorts as well. I think Marshall was chomping at the bit, probably right around the same time as Tom.
Yeah, we've all been,
But,
it's funny, dude. We've all been doing black and gray about the same amount of time. I've actually tattooed longer than Bob. Me and Bob have known each other since he started. I remember when he was an apprentice. But Bob's Bob, right? I mean, Bob took it to another level. And I love Bob because he's so humble. I mean, yeah, we've been doing this a long time, Kyle. We met all kinds of people on the convention circuit. You meet the humble guys, you meet the guys that are rock stars. When I worked for Brian Everett, he told me, Ram, and this was before Ink Master and all the TV shows. He was like, "Ram, don't be a tattoo rock and roll star because nobody knows who the F you are in McDonald's." And I just thought that was awesome, dude. And I mean, and here I am, you know, in 98, and I've only been tattooing 4 years, and I'm working for Brian Everett at Route 66 Tattoos, and I'm working Billy Easton's show, the Richmond Tattoo Festival, and I'm sitting in booths with, and I'm tattooing side by side with Jack Rudy right next to him, Brian Everett, Little Vinny, Paul Booth. And I'm looking at these guys, and you want to talk about having imposter syndrome, dude? It's like, what the hell am I doing here? And yet, you know, Brian had tattooed me a year earlier. He saw my work. I won an award at a show. He asked me to come work for him. It was very flattering, and I'll never ever forget that. I've been tattooing 32 years now, but I've always been pretty low
Sound
key
pretty
too,
local.
you know. So
Yeah, how long have I known you? I mean, it feels like 15, 16 years.
at least my fun stories
Okay.
with you is when I just missed getting on season four, and you kept asking me, "Are you going to get on? Are you going to get on?" I'm like, dude, pull some strings.
Oh, geez, yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
I'm
They
glad that
respect
didn't work
Kyle.
out. Was that?
No, are you? Why is that? I was saying they don't respect you. I mean, pulling strings at that season four, what they're really looking for, and they let us know, was a hot lesbian tattoo artist.
Really?
Yeah,
Yeah, see,
she
I
could
don't.
probably have gone both ways or just lied about it too, but that's what they wanted.
Yeah, I don't know how I would have done on the show. It'd have been inter look, honestly, it
As
would
a
have been
hot
cool to
lesbian,
get on
or
it. It would
you
have been
might
cool
have,
to get on the
shaved the
show.
beard.
Not as a lesbian, but as a man who respects that. How's that? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying there.
Okay.
So, been interesting. Put it this way, it'd have been interesting. So, I'm a pretty chill guy,
Well,
man.
I
So, I don't
was,
know how I do on a show
no
like
offense,
that.
happy not to see you. I was
Yeah,
happy
well,
not to see you. So
yeah, I don't know
it's
why.
stacking up competition. You're like, man, this is gonna be. But at the same time, I was pulling for you to get on. I was pulling for Halo. I felt the same way about Halo. I was like, man,
Yeah.
I'm excited to spend some time with the kid, but I feel like he outshines me in so many places. I'm scared to have him on the show.
Well, you know what? Here's the cool thing about what Ink Master did for me, and I didn't get on the show. Being sponsored, I've been sponsored for over 15 years now by Ray Neal Tat, right? And Eternal Ink. I've been
Oh, yeah.
15 years with those guys. And you know, tattooing with Ray and then going on the road with him and doing shows like in Calgary and the Paradise Tattoo
Promoting the
Gathering.
tattoo.
You know, and all
What's the
that good
machine he
stuff.
runs again?
What was that?
Give me a promo for it. Give me a promo for the kid. What machine is Ray running?
Oh,
Is
Neal
he
Tat, buddy. Neal
behind?
Tat Tattoo Machines.
If you
I've been
don't
with.
know, now you know.
Yep.
It's been around since forever, one of the first rotaries, and really
Yep.
started to change the game back in the day.
Yeah.
And got a great simple strategy about making machines and what he appeals to. He's not trying to do all these high-end things if it's not going to work and be a daily driver kind of a thing. And that little trick that he showed, I know you know about it, with his new machine where you can push the back of the tube back, pushing out the needle, and then clean the debris off of the tip if you've got paper towel or something inside of it without having to touch the back of the plunger is pretty fucking huge. And it makes me think how disgusting I am every time I touch my plunger to do that without. Does that make sense?
It does.
I'm
It's
like, damn it.
the Neo One, man. The Neo One is a game changer when it comes to tattooing. Listen, when Ray sponsored me, he told me he used me when he talked to other people, he'd have me speak. And he said, "You're the guy I never thought I'd get." 'Cause dude, I mean, I'm looking. I was using my Danny Fowler G-Force. That was a wedding present from Tramp. Best liner I ever
Which
had. I
is
had
a coil machine,
It's a coil machine,
right?
exactly. I used coils
Yeah.
for
Sorry,
17
just
years of my career.
for anybody not listening.
Yeah, I got to remember that. You know what I mean? I'm so used to just talking to folks. But then I had a Mickey Sharp C
That's
dial,
fine.
like one of the old ones, which was so
Yeah,
fine-tuned for
you
my
had for a
black and
gray shade.
gray. Yeah, what a great
Yep, for the
shader.
just like Tom Renshaw told you to get every single time the seminar was over. Am I
Exactly. And
wrong?
I got them from RJ,
Okay.
man. Yep.
Monger
So.
or who?
I bought the Mickey Sharps I got from RJ, and then one of my clients at the Detroit show, I mean, like, I've been working in Detroit since 98, but he got me the brass liner, number six, Mickey Sharps' brass
Jeez,
liner,
nice.
and he bought it. He said, "Look, the guy wasn't gonna RJ wasn't gonna sell it to him," and he goes, "No, I'm buying it for Ram Lee," and he goes, "Okay, it's cool." And then he come by to double check to make sure the guy brought me the machine. Yeah,
Yeah,
anyways,
nice.
it was pretty cool, man, you know?
We don't do that with the popularized dildos that we use for tattoo anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have any. It's not like a spiritual thing. We're like, wait a second, let me make sure my tattoo machine likes this kid. It's almost like Harry Potter and the wizard getting this his for our generation, it would be like a Jedi getting his lightsaber. For the new kids, it'd be like Harry Potter getting his whatever the stick they use,
Yeah, their
their
wand.
wizard stick.
Yep.
In some case, like your old, like whoever wants to sell it, they might have so much sentimental time inside of that machine. They're like, I ain't selling it to that douchebag.
Yes.
Yeah,
Well,
money's money, but fuck that kid.
I still have all my machines, man. I'm not, so they're going to go to my son. So,
Oh my God, nice.
yeah, they're that's
Well,
in my
those are
library.
high-end too.
Yeah.
Danny Fowler was the one you wanted when you were starting out back then. That was the time machine. I think that's what you said it was. And you say it was brass too, or not?
The G-Force, and
G-Force. Oh yeah. With the 3-degree tilt in the back and all the you could adjust. You could have up to 3 degrees on the
it
back
was,
tilt.
dude, that machine was amazing. Here's what I'll say. The reason I got that machine, and this is what got me my job at Eternal, is I had my interview with Tramp, and he goes through my portfolio, and he went through it really, really fast. And then he looked at me and he said, "Yeah, Tom's right. You got some talent, son." He goes, "But your effing outlines are shit, bro." That's exactly what he said to me. And I said, "How do I make them better?" And he's like, "You got a job." And then 2 months later, he showed up at my
Right on.
wedding and brought me a Danny Fowler liner. And I used that until I switched to rotaries. And my outlines weren't crap anymore. I focused on the foundations. But I only been tattooing 3 years when I went to work for him. You know what I mean? So,
Right,
I mean,
right.
dude, I didn't know crap. I still don't know crap. I mean, I've done over 20,000
Well,
tattoos.
every day we're learning it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I teach my son. He's an artist. He's very successful at what he's doing, and now he's learning the tattooing end of things. And he'll be with me in Detroit again. And I teach him. I said, "Son, I want you to enjoy the piece that you do, the painting, the drawing, a tattoo. Enjoy it for 15 minutes, and then make your next one better." I said, "If you can keep that philosophy, you'll make it as an artist, because you'll be always striving to be better." Kyle, like I said, man, I'm 61, been tattooing 32 years. I don't ever want to quit. I love tattooing. I love the people. You know, I see all the stuff out there about how the industry's changing. Well, you know what? Just change with the times. The stuff that you think might not be worth changing, you know, be an advocate for that. I don't know what that would be. To me, I'm a big history buff of tattooing. Don't forget where it came from. You know, don't forget the Jack Rudys. Don't forget the Brian Everetts. Go all the way back to the Paul Rogers, the Sailor Jerrys. I mean, dude, we get to go tattoo
Who
around
was
the world
what was the
because of these
Eason name
guys.
you said too?
Was that?
I forget Eason as well. What
Yeah.
was
Oh,
the
Billy
East? It
Easton,
wasn't
dude.
Easton. Easton. Billy, that's it. Billy
Yeah, Billy
Easton.
Easton.
I
He
hear
was from
that
that
name and
crusty old
I almost
school.
prickle. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. That I only know about it from reputation. And he had passed just a couple of years before I'd really gotten out into tattoo traveling, you know.
Well, I went to the Richmond show. My first show with Brian Everett was Richmond, and I had to meet him there. And so I get there, and dude, it's only like the second or third show I've ever done in my life. And it's
Do you still do
1998.
it?
Yeah,
Because that's that.
I haven't done Richmond since.
Oh damn! Right
Yeah,
on.
crazy. So anyways, I walk in and I
You
see
ever think
Billy.
about go back? That's Jesse's show. He's loving to have people with history knowledge,
I'd
and
love to
things
come
like
back
yourself
to it.
there.
I'm getting ready
Right
to get
on.
back out on the road. I've taken some time off I do two or three shows a year now instead of 15, 18. And I've been really focusing on painting and my fine art, and really focusing on my tattoo, and I want to make it better. So I've just been really focusing on my art. And I live in northern Michigan, man. I'm an avid fly fisherman. I hunt. I mean, I've been blessed in the state of Michigan to have my Michigan Grand Slam. I've shot a Michigan elk, deer, bear, and turkey.
Nice. Yes.
So yeah.
Is
So
that what they consider a grand slam?
it is,
Why didn't
because
you include a deer in there? That just
what
the
I
elk
did,
trumps the deer?
I did say deer. If I said it low, sorry
Okay,
about
I
that.
didn't hear it then.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. So you have to have four to get the grand slam then. I thought a grand slam was three or something.
Yeah, it's
But I'm
four
being
for the.
probably misguided by Denny's Corporation and their breakfast meals.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
Don't go by their Grand Slam.
dude,
This
we live in
food's
Michigan
better for
and
you.
Well, let's talk about how, in case sometimes people, I live in Flint, which ain't the best place, but it's still Michigan, and
Yeah.
Michigan's pretty fucking awesome. I've traveled all of America, and I like coming back to home in Michigan, where the trees are green, the water's a little lead polluted, but it's gorgeous. And you're up
Not
north,
Northern
where it's
Michigan.
where you're not. Where are you at?
Oh no, I said not in Northern Michigan. The water up here is crystal clear and
Oh yeah.
Caribbean blue and turquoise. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You guys are peeing in it by the time I get it. It's but
Yeah.
I pee in it, and that's what Ohio gets. So that's what
Yeah.
they get, you know?
Yeah.
At least I feel like I'm paying it forward to Ohio somehow.
There you go.
God bless Ohio. Moving on. Let's get back to the point. I said there's a point to this, and I haven't fucking let you get any of it out. I appreciate you giving me the history, though. It's good to build, it's better now, I think, if we start talking about your seminar, but we're not talking about why it's important, or, the person behind the seminar, then I've kind of lost a bit. But do tell me, this is 3 years now at Motor City doing a spiritual seminar of tattooing. I'm misunderstanding a bit.
No, it's not. It's just honestly, man, it's church. So from Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, I have a seminar called Faith and Tattoos, and basically I'm sharing the gospel with people. I was baptized when I was 8 years old. I walked away from the church when I was 13 because I couldn't keep all the rules. I didn't go back to church till I was 31, and I've used tattooing as a platform to share the gospel with people, and I've grown in my faith now to where the last 4 years I travel around the country speaking at churches, which as a tattoo artist, standing up in front of a Baptist church and speaking is fun because sometimes these churches have a lot of rules and regulations. And the whole purpose of faith and
About
tattoos
tattooing.
is yeah, and it's well, faith and tattoos to me is an opportunity, and just bear with me here. So many people have misconceptions about Christ and about religion. And I'm going to be the first person to tell you, I am not religious, Kyle. I'm a follower of Jesus. And the reason I say that is I was a history major in college, and I can wrap my head around the historical fact that Jesus Christ walked the earth and that he was crucified and that he rose from the dead. And over 500 eyewitness
Well,
accounts
wait,
prove
you can
that.
wrap your head around the rose from the dead part.
Yeah. Yes, because
I'm
it's
with it. Okay.
historically a fact.
Whoa, whoa. There is no history book that I've read, except for the Bible, that talks of anybody being risen, resurrected from the dead.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff out there, and I'll see you in Detroit. I'll bring
Okay.
some things and show you. There's all kinds of so we live in a world now where Christianity for the longest time was what is the only faith-based religion, and so
Yeah,
you just
people are
kind of
turning off right now. I could
yeah.
imagine, because it's also so diverse in Christianity that there's people that feel pretty Christ-like about kicking anybody that looked like Christ out of the country, or treating somebody in what I would think, and I could be wrong, but is a non-Christ-like way, in fashion. And I think as soon as people hear anything about Christ, there's a, I know this for a fact. I've seen people just be like, yeah, I'm done with this. Nope. Nah, fuck that up. Nah. And you completely shut up and put down walls. At the same time, I see that Jesus, the word itself, right? So you say Jesus, at the same time, it opens doors. For some people, it is the thing they pulled. Like my mother, if you mention Jesus, you can sell her th $4,000 gutters, man. Like she
Yeah.
spent 7 grand on some fucking gutters 40 foot long on either side of a fucking single gable house. Fuck, these assholes ripped her off. But they were, good upstanding
here's
Christians.
here's the thing, man. So being a Christian is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And religion is when you take it and you make it more man-made and you twist it and you use it for your own benefit or your own good. Or you make like what they did back in the day, the Pharisees. The early Jewish religious leaders took the Ten Commandments and turned it into 613 laws because it profited and benefited them. Jesus, when Jesus came, dude, he didn't come to do away with the Roman Empire. He came to save the whole world. by shedding his blood on a cross for us. And we can get into all that, but that's a lot to get into tonight on a podcast. But the point of what I do the seminar for is to explain to people
Yeah, because
that
I was
Christians,
taken aback by the Roman part. Because I'm like, wait a second, yeah, he didn't do shit for the Romans, right? He was until
he
he
didn't do any of
died,
that. All he did was
he
die.
was
Dude, think
like just
about
for
this,
the
man.
Jews.
He died on a cross for us.
I always want
That's
to call him a little racist because of that.
so
Not
who Jesus?
dying on the cross, but the
Yeah.
fuck, yeah, for not ministering to the anybody else but the Israel, because like he was the one that was sent to save them, not the world, right?
He was there to save the world, and that's so you
Okay.
got it backwards. So here's the thing, the Pharisees, all right, the religious leaders, the people. So like, when you're a Pharisee, you basically the Jewish people read the Old Testament back then was known as the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, and that they knew that by heart. And so they were looking for a Messiah that was going to come and bring them freedom and religious freedom and get them away from Rome and from all that stuff. Jesus didn't come for that. And this is all historical facts. So I'm not giving you my opinion. Nothing I talk about is my opinion. It's from the Bible, it's from history, it's from studying. And Jesus came to save the world. And that's why he was crucified. The Romans didn't crucify Jesus. The religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders, crucified Jesus because they didn't believe he was the Messiah. And he was. And he rose from the dead 3 days later. And that's a historical fact. That's not a fairy tale. And he
Well,
rose from
you
the
keep
dead.
saying that, and I've heard so much contention on the on either side of it. I'd almost want to not wade in the water of. However, I can accept that you definitely believe that it is a historical fact. I don't have
Yes.
so much trust in almost anything written down 500 years ago any more than I have trust that in the AI generated images I see
Yeah.
trying to sell me Tai Chi walking now because I'm that age.
Yeah, I get that too,
Are you
man. It's
that age
funny.
yet too? It's all
Yeah,
Tai
it's
Chi.
crazy.
Like, fuck you. I'm all ripped up walking. Okay. Right now. Anyways,
But yeah, but
moving
coming
on
back, so there's a
before we
lot
start
of
talking about colonoscopies.
yeah. Well,
Yeah,
there's a lot of
so but
historical
make this
facts out there.
make me care about this today, I guess, because it's a lot of
Yes.
Jesus currently. And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that turns most people is like, okay, so why a dude? Why a dude, man? Why has it gotta be just this guy? And now I have to use his name to open doors. And it seems to oftentimes be also one of the things that set up power dynamics that end up manipulating and abusing lower people without power
So you're
inside of
helping
that
me, you're
same
helping
kind
me
of a
prove my
system.
point of why I do my seminar. Because everything you just talked about is
Awesome.
man-made religion and men are men. All right. So we're all sinners, dude. Okay. So if you're gay or transgender and you want to go to a church and they don't let you in the church, that church has failed you. Okay. They like a church,
Yeah,
I'm
I
going to
feel
use
like a
it.
lot of people feel,
Yep.
just that the church is failing.
The church is failing. The Western church has taken Christianity to a level that it's not what it's supposed to be. Not all Western churches. I'm gonna throw a name out there, and if you want to look him up or if you want, I'll text you later. But his name is Joby
West
Martin.
Baptist Borough.
No,
Okay.
Joby Martin, the
Yeah.
Church of 1122 in Jacksonville, Florida, the fastest growing church in America. And they are a church
Right
that is
on.
for everybody. Everyone is welcome. They are Bible-based, gospel-based, love-based. You know, the commandments that Jesus gave was the new commandment, not the Ten Commandments, the new commandments was love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's how I treat Christianity. So if I tattoo, and I've tattooed transgender, gay people, I've had all kinds of people, heroin addicts, I've tattooed all kinds of people. I have friends that have died from heroin. The best conversations I have are with them. If you read the Bible, if you study history, Jesus hung out with the sinners and got him in trouble with the religious leaders because he was hanging out with tax collectors, with prostitutes, with murderers, and he was sharing
And the sick and
God's
infirm.
love.
Yeah.
Okay, so me as a tattoo artist,
He
and we
was
know the
killed,
tattoo
I
industry.
thought, for he practiced on Sunday, right? That was the final thing. They were like, look at he's doing his fucking business on Sunday,
On the
the
Sabbath. Yeah,
Sabbath.
he
Yeah.
healed a
You can't
man
be
on the
casting
Sabbath.
miracles on. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I
But
mean, I
that goes
imagine
back
there's
to
two
religion,
sides to that
Kyle.
story too. Like, I imagine the lawyer for the DA is like, yeah, he healed people on the set. We all know he's got a dog and pony show over here waging a ma magic wand, and everybody ends up sick again the next week for the next performance. But this guy, sure, he either way, he worked. He was doing a grift. No. I
Well,
thought also there was something he disturbed the market right around the same time, right?
he flipped
Didn't
tables,
he?
dude, and he called the religious
Yeah.
leaders "you brood of vipers," which is the same thing if I walked in mad and flipped the table and called you an MF-er. All right, you have to
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
when you study Christianity, when you study history, you have to look at the cultural context of it. So, like with Jesus, the Greek, Roman, and Hebrew history books all say the same thing. If we want to go back to the Old Testament points to Jesus. There's 700 prophecies that pointed to Jesus. They were all fulfilled. These are historical facts, and I can find all this stuff and show it to you when I see you. But the again, the
Right, well,
point
why do I
is
care? No
well,
offense,
that's
but
funny, my
let me
buddy.
help because I'm being my audience, or I'm being the people I've run into, and in the end of the day, I'm like, yeah, that's great for him. That's cool. Here's the way you start how to win friends and influence people story of making a biz a pitch. Start with what it does for me,
I
not
do.
what ever your business is. So how does Jesus help me, I guess, as a person? Why do I have to care about him? And honestly, it always smacks to me of some huge arrogance that I got to use him and not a name besides that. Like, I feel like he should have started a business, Amway or something, and we could be like, yeah, trust Amway because it isn't an idea, it's bigger than a man. But I'm sure I'm thinking of it in silly terms because I like to
Yeah,
I
I
like
know
to
you
try
are,
and
man.
bring it down to something
Here's.
that's honestly got humor involved so that it can be palatable, because otherwise it doesn't it just feel so damn, you know what? I start reading this Bible and everything in my life has to start sucking. I have to start telling people what they're doing right and wrong. I have to love my neighbor but still tell him he's got to move the fuck out the country. I have to do all these weird kind of things
But you don't
that
have
so
to.
often go against each other.
But yeah, but you don't
Well, it
have to.
seems like, right? I
Well,
mean, because
that's that
eventually, if
goes
I
back
start
to
loving
religion, though,
Jesus, then I
Kyle.
have to go to the theology of it and practicing that, or then picking one and being like, yeah, this one's cool, only to find out years later that they raped a bunch of children and fucking in when they were starting out in Australia or something.
Okay.
No, that's a what, Hillsong Church or something. And so many times, going back through these organizations that I even think probably start out awesome, there ends up being this power dynamic inside of church that allows them or somebody inside of it. Once you start to talk to God, I guess, once you start to talk to God and other people are like, this is the dude that talks to him, man, we listen to him. You have a power that will almost corrupt the majority of people that would find themselves in that position.
That goes back to religion and man. So a true Jesus
Yeah,
follower, I'm going to use myself as an example. Okay, I've been following Jesus pretty
pretty,
much my whole life, even when I didn't realize I was. And so all I will say is this: when I speak about this, when I have somebody in my chair and we get talking about it, or I feel led to share it with somebody at Meijer or wherever, number one, I'm never pushy. We're given free will, so I'm not like on your podcast trying to tell everybody they got to follow Jesus, because deep down, and I'm going to be straight up with you, bro, I don't care. All right? Because I can't save anybody and I can't change anybody's mind. But Jesus, God, wants me to go out and make disciples of nations, to take the good news, the gospel, and to share it. And I'm doing what God wants me to do so that when I die someday, I'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And hopefully, I'm going to meet a bunch of people in heaven that I got to share the gospel with. But I don't know who's going to get it. Like, I don't know if you will or anybody else will. And I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to lose friendships. If you notice on my social media, I don't talk
Pour
a
me
lot
some
about
coffee with
politics.
creamer.
Was that?
No, I don't. I guess I don't actually. Am I going to confess here? No, I'm not. I'm not going to tell people that I don't do social media, but I don't do social media.
Yeah, no, I'm just
It's all
saying
been so toxic for me
it
that
is toxic,
I end up
buddy.
because the short form of anything is not good for me. I need the long form. I need to ask questions. And I don't know that it's really good for the rest of the world either. However, like every tattoo artist, I have enterprise built around it, you know, and I try to keep content up. And even this right here is a platform of sorts that I make in some cases just so I can advertise on my platform so that I can use my platform.
Yes, and
And
that's
at the same
why I
time,
travel.
hating it.
So my son, I'm gonna back up a little bit with why I've been doing this for the last 20 plus years, sharing the gospel with people if they want to hear it. And if
Well,
they
tell
don't,
me what it does for me first. Here, let me bring you
what's
back
the
to your son.
gospel
I
do
won't
for
let you forget
you?
this. Yeah. Help me get it,
Okay,
because
let's
I
go
don't,
down the
you know,
rabbit hole, Kyle.
this is this.
Here
Yeah.
we go. Hear me out
Well,
now.
make it important.
It is important. So here's the deals. All right.
Well, that's what
Me
you
and you
say, right? But
talk.
for me, it's like, yeah,
But for you, it might
I'd
not be.
probably.
But
I'll talk to
you.
Satan when I get there. Or also, like, here's my theory. Jeffrey Dahmer, he's in heaven. John Wayne Gacy, in heaven. All the murderers that get caught and go to prison, all them rapists and serial killers and pieces of shit that end up being some kind of pastor in prison, they're all in heaven. They're your neighbors. This is what I'm signing up for. I feel like Hitler might have even heard the bomb drop and give a quick little prayer, and he's up there running the homeowners association, telling me to cut my grass certain times, you know, golfing with Christ on the weekends. Fuck.
I don't know. Only God knows a man's heart. I do know that human beings struggle with the grace of God because Christianity is the only faith base, and you're saved by grace. There's nothing you can do to earn that. There's nothing you can do. It's a gift. All you do is accept the fact that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that He died on a cross, He rose from the dead, and He did it for you. It's that simple.
Well, why
People
do
want
I
to
have
make
to
it
accept
more.
that? Let's imagine that I'm really rich, right? And then I'm like, I want to design a camel that is really, really small. And I want to make needles that are really, really big. I'm rich. I'm rich as fucking Elon Musk. I can do this shit, right? There's nothing else that will get me there.
To heaven?
How do you take that? Where do you take that belief? If not just from the Bible, and then that is kind of the Bible standing on the Bible as far as fact, right? It's hard to believe the Bible for a lot of people that are questioning of Christ because it seems to be full of all these holes, written years after the events occurred, and I'm not aware of the historical facts, I guess, that back up Jesus getting
We
up,
go
but I would
to
question him even then. I see people that, you know, you can manipulate media, so like. Back in the day, word of mouth. Yeah, I heard about that Jesus guy waking up, doing a little dance, and then going straight to heaven. Or did he stick around and finish like a carpentry bid?
stuck around for 40 days, walked around the earth for 40 days afterwards, and then he ascended. Back to proof of things, there's canonical writings that they use to age like documents, things like that. And like the book of Luke, which was one of the gospels, which was one of the disciples, the book of Luke, the canonical writings were found in AD 60, written in AD 60, and Jesus died in AD 33. And so there's only like a
Oh, that's it in his
27-year
lifetime, man.
discrepancy there. So that's an eyewitness account, an eyewitness writing. So there's, and look, there's so many things out there. I couldn't cover it all in one night. You know what I mean? In 1 hour. There's a lot of
I'm
things
just
for
trying
the
to get you to
biggest.
make me care about it, I guess. Because
Yeah.
in the end of the day, I'm just like, I feel like my life's probably fine without it. And once I get into the realm of Christ, it opens up this wormhole of vipers and deceptors. And scoundrels that then use my religion to say, hey, we're us. We think this way and we should get rid of this because it also, ironically enough, helps my pocketbook or my political agenda or
See, that goes
whatever the
back to religion,
scoundrel
bud.
finds.
That goes back to
Well, it is
religion.
religion, but it also goes to humanity because these predators exist inside of the world. And so when I get down to Christ, I'm still like, why do I care? Why? I kind of like the Buddha a bit more of a religion choice because two things about it. It adapts when it finds changes, when it's like, okay, yeah, that doesn't work out anymore. Instead of just hiding it up, like I'm quite positive that the Bible doesn't really know. Nobody back then was like, yeah, man, the fucking earth's going around the sun. I'm quite positive all those old ass motherfuckers writing that shit had some fucked up idea of science. And so Buddha, at least to me, It's like, oh, we found this out. We're actually going around the sun. And it's just like, okay. I'm still going to meditate and work on helping other people because that's what makes me happy. And I want to limit suffering in my life as a Buddhist philosophy. So I help other people. They're helped. I'm helped. The world's at peace inside of my life. And that's always appeals to me more than the Jesus of sorts because it comes with such, so many scoundrels and so many people preaching fire or brimstone. The idea that the wages of sin is death, it appeals to me. But then the idea that the wages of sin is eternal punishment makes me think, well, God's a dick. I
No,
wouldn't do that.
he's a just
No?
God. No, because if you.
Well, yeah, okay, right on. Thanks for making stuff just. Hey, if you're just, why don't you just make me a god too? You have that power. But you just made me your subordinate, and now I just got to burn in hell forever because I just didn't listen to an archaic piece of scripture that was written by you a long time ago. But I was still just being a good guy, just a good Buddhist, just a good whatever. I take contention with that, and I'm always going to be kind of like, man, I wouldn't, if I'm being a just motherfucker, then I ain't going to have people underneath me and being like, no, you have to praise me. It's my name. I'm vengeful and jealous.
Yeah, let me ask
My
you.
wife was married before. I fucking got over jealousy. This guy's got a hard time with it.
Let me ask you this. All right, you know me a long time. And okay, and I'm a man of faith. I have been for a long time. Do you see me treating anybody? You know me. Have you ever seen me treat anybody
Yes,
like
no.
unjustly? Have you
I
ever
wouldn't be
seen me?
friends with you if I did. Well, I don't know. I am friends with some pretty unjust motherfuckers
Yeah,
some days, but they
and
usually
I'm.
feel repentant about
Yeah,
it.
but
And
I'm
you're
just
friends
saying, you know
with
what I
them as
mean?
well.
So
So,
like,
but yes.
I try to walk the way that I would think Jesus would want me to walk. When I study the Gospels, when I study the Bible, when I learn about Jesus and who he was, okay, if I can be like him, if I can practice that, I'm going to be a decent human being. It's not going to get me to heaven. Believing in him gets me to heaven. John 14, 6 in the
Yeah,
Bible
that's
says,
where
I am
you're
the
like,
way, the
wow.
truth, and the life, right? No one gets to
No
my
man
Father
cometh
except
unto
through
the
me.
Father but by me.
Yeah.
I'm like the fucking defensive back or whatever. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's those little bits of things that always bother me. It's like, why isn't it the method is the way? Because if it's just down to being you, then now I just say you, and now every sinner and terrible human being is up there in heaven with me, like my neighbors. You know, I'm living next, like, what's the hood like in heaven when you think about the low bar of acceptance?
There's not a low bar of acceptance. I don't see that.
They'll take me.
Dude, if you
They'll
accepted
take
Christ
me.
as your savior on your deathbed, if you didn't know who he was, you'd go to heaven.
Yeah.
God
Yeah.
gives
And
us free.
I don't
God
know
gives
that
us free.
Hitler
Would
didn't.
your wife love you if you forced her to love you? Like
I do.
if you
She
forced your
we're
wife
into
to.
that kind of no,
Okay, yeah, that's what.
no, you
But
know
you know what I'm
Candy.
saying, buddy,
She would
right?
beat my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
So
that's
that's
not
how,
love, right? So
no,
love
it's
doesn't seek
not.
its own. We do learn that from the Bible. Isn't that that's Peter, right? I love a lot of parts from the Bible. Some of the parts I hate the most or despise or dislike the most are typically the ones that are like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I'm like, it's pretty pompous.
It's not pompous,
Arrogant.
he's God.
It's
So,
pompous if he's not God.
but he is God.
So, and
See?
I'm, yeah,
And
according, so that's
see,
an
that's the
argument
fun
that's built on top of
discussion.
itself.
What
But
was that?
that's
I'm
an
sorry.
argument built on top of itself. That's an argument that's built on top of itself. He's like, he is God, so he gets to be pompous about being pompous. And you're like, nah, it ain't determined that he's God until I have an acceptance that he's God. So until then, he is pompous.
There you go. And that's your
I
choice,
know that
right?
people have a lot of hard time with my choice on that. Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't, I have such a hard time seeing it otherwise. And at the same time, I find a lot of beauty in the Bible. I think the way it instructs me to teach my, to treat my neighbors and my enemies, there is a higher level of psychology there too. And I believe such a high level of psychology that is positive and works. That is the reason that Christianity has lasted as long as it has, even despite the many bad hardships that have come to the world through Christianity's crusades or scandals or whatever it seems to be sometimes of a colonialization of God-given manifest destiny, you know, for people with the power to have the right to subject others to their will, is all imagined by Christ, is all inside of the same world of that, you
But
know,
did
of like
Christ, but did
of
Christ do
religion.
it? But did Christ do it? So
Or would
if
he
you
accept, or would he accept it? I don't think he would. I think he would be like preach against it, right?
who did
But
he
then
he
that
did
leaves me to
preach
believe that Christ is a socialist. And
he
now I'm
did
like,
preach
man,
against
fucking
it.
man, I like toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways,
Right? Like
well,
I
what I'm getting at is if you it sounds like you've read the Bible, but when you really read the Gospels and you look at how he lived his
Oh, I grew
life.
up in it.
Yeah, well then you know.
I don't get to get away from it every day. So
Yeah.
like I'm I know all the stories. It's but it never seemed to ring true for me. And I had some trauma resulting from circumstance of growing up, but a lot of it points back at Christianity every time. And I get that there's a separation for many people, and I'm not going to be mad about that. I appreciate that because it allows those people then to understand me, I think, better when they have the separation between religion and spirituality. However, when it comes back to the Bible, and those singular moments of me imagining a bunch of Buddhists burning in hell, or the idea of eternal punishment too, when I think there's an easy translation thing here that's being missed, because in the Bible, only once does it talk about eternal punishment. And all the other times it explains the wages of sin and a complete oblivion being destroyed and not be and being cut off from God, which to me sounds like in a theory beyond that, it's almost talking about a reincarnation or an ability to have material from your soul reused inside of this great big machinery that God had. And I have an easier time imagining it like that. Imagining that the Bible was written by a bunch of dumbass motherfuckers who were old as shit and didn't have science down at all. You know what I mean? They were way misguided about just the way that things are, but that they still saw deep into humanity, saw the ability that humans possessed when they worked together in tandem. And just like the Bible says, when two people put their heads together, they move mountains. Literally, when more than one person works together, I have I-75 going right through the fucking Appalachians, isn't it? I think it's through the Appalachians. But you follow me, right?
I
We're
am.
like, sometimes people, science, I believe, catches up to God. And I don't think that that archaic wisdom should be lost, but certain parts of it, I want a divorce from immediately. I don't think those guys knew that the world wasn't covered in a blanket at night with holes punched in it so that there was a bunch of stars. And
I
that the
don't know.
blanket moved.
There's so much stuff out there to unpack. It's like, first of all, I don't believe any of them were dumbasses. I mean, you had 12 disciples that followed Jesus, and 11 of them died for their beliefs. They were, one was
Well,
crucified upside
when
down,
I say that,
boiled in oil.
To defend that, I mean dumbass as if you brought them today, they wouldn't know how a fucking tablet works.
No, but they were, that was back for
They
the
wouldn't be
times,
able
so the
to sign
culture.
into this Skype interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't mean that. I just mean moving forward, if we had an IQ test between me and any of the disciples, all 12 of them combined, I'm going to outperform every one of them, and they will look like a bunch of children, right?
Well, we need a
Like
time machine to
ask
see
them
if that
questions outside.
happens. Yeah,
Right. No, but I can guarantee it, right? Because popular assumptions of the day were also considered to be the way that things were, you know? And we didn't have Galileo and Copernicus or, you know. So to me, there's a lot of it that is beautiful, but there's the part about the whole Jesus thing and why it's only him.
what if
And
you
it's
got a
not in a
buddy?
lot of places.
What if you got a
And also
buddy?
why, I guess. Yeah.
What if you got a buddy that just wants to go out like I do, and I just share Jesus with people if they want to hear? And the biggest thing that I hear that I appreciate is people that don't want to hear it, they always appreciate the fact that I don't shove it down their throat, because I don't. Because I've seen churches do that. I grew up in a church that, was turn or burn.
Oh, yeah.
Following Jesus is a
Right.
relationship, and
Does that mean you got to turn people or
Yeah,
else they kick you
it's
out?
not a get out of hell free card, man. It's a when you live for the Lord and Savior, you want to go out and you want to share that with people. Like I'm gonna give you a quick story. Just let me get this story out. So you were talking about what does it do for me? Well, it gives me peace of mind following Jesus. Like I wake up every day and I live today. God gives me enough grace for today. Last April, me and my wife had a cancer scare, a breast cancer scare for her. And I was on my way when they were gonna do her second biopsy and mammogram to see how big the mass got and what was next. I was supposed to be speaking at a church in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I did go speak. And what happened was, is long story short, I left on Monday. I woke up Tuesday morning in Springfield, Missouri, 3 hour drive to Fort Smith. I got in my truck. I prayed for my wife. I was very blunt with my prayer to God that I don't want her to have a mass. I don't want her to go through cancer. We've all been through enough. And when I got to Fort Smith 3 hours later, I pulled into church parking lot. My son called me and I could tell he'd been crying. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, they're not doing a biopsy. They're not doing any of that. And I go, why? He goes, they can't find the
They're
mass.
doing a mess.
All right.
Awesome.
So I get back home a week later, not even a week later, a few about 5 days later, and I end up talking to her doctor, and he's like, Ram, I've never in 25 years of medicine seen a mass disappear. It just that don't happen with cancer. And it was gone. Now, go
But now
backwards.
misdiagnosis of breast cancer does all the time, but
Well,
they
this
saw this
wasn't
mass
though.
already.
We
Right,
can
this
go
was
through
a
all
mass that was
that,
already found.
but it wasn't a misdiagnosis. So the thing is that was an answered prayer. 13 years earlier, my dad died of lung cancer, and I prayed my face off that he'd live, and he died. And I don't, the only thing I can say about that is watching my dad die with his faith strengthened my faith. And it put me on another
Okay.
trajectory to get out there and share it more with people. Look, if somebody gets to know Jesus, that's awesome. All right. And if they don't, that's on them. And like when I do my seminar, I'm not standing up there talking to a bunch of tattoo artists and telling them they got to turn to burn or they're going to go to hell because that's, you don't win anybody over like that. I just share my story and I let them know that God loves them. And if they have any questions, I'll help them any way I can. I share who Jesus is, and then they can take it from there. And I'll never, look, I love what we do for a living. I've been doing it a long time. For all the people that told me in Leviticus that, getting a tattoo was a sin, I have my wife, my son, I have friends like you that I've met
Yeah.
from this industry, man. Think of the great people we've met. I've met more cool
Well,
people in
that's just
tattooing than
pretty right
assholes.
wrong, right? We're
Yeah.
not supposed to mar our bodies in remembrance of the dead.
Exactly.
That's the script, and that's some old school shit too. The
That is
Torah
some
says
old
you
school
don't eat
stuff. That's
shellfish,
Leviticus. That's old school law.
right? But it's also what you don't eat shellfish, right? You don't
Yeah.
you leave the corners of your crops, and I'm eating fucking General Mills, Raisin Bran, right? And I'm pretty sure they cut every fucking bit of their crop down. They don't leave it for any of the poorest or the beggars passing through.
Well, it's like I told a young
That's against the
person.
Bible, but I'm supporting that kind of sin in my support of this huge. But like I said, I like toilet paper. I don't know what to do.
Here's the thing,
But
dude. So
on some level,
when I have these opportunities to go around and speak to student ministries, recovery groups, men's ministries, whatever, churches, it's always not about me. It's my story, but it's what Jesus has done in my life. And the one thing that I will always come back to is this. I am not there to judge anybody because I've seen so many churches that judge. I've been a professional artist since I was 20 years old. I didn't tattoo till I was 29. I was an illustrator before that. And in the 80s, being around like that gay community, I wasn't gay. That wasn't my thing. But I've worked with a lot of artists that were like that. And I never, like, even back in the 80s and the early 90s, I was never a jerk to them. It was like, you're just a person. You are what you are. I have a friend of mine who's gay, and we were talking about this, and she doesn't believe, and she still doesn't believe. And we had this conversation 12 years ago, and she asked me, "Is it a sin?" And I said, "Yes." And she looked at me. I said, "But if I look at a woman twice lustfully, I just committed adultery on my wife." I said, "We're all sinners." I said, "But God still loves you. He doesn't care that you're gay."
Yeah, but so what's he going to say? Every single time that she has sex, she's having a sin?
Oh, but we're all sinning. So this is the
Well,
thing that
no.
I
I mean, I'm
really,
married to my wife. We're boning, completely endorsed by the God.
That's right.
Am I
God
wrong?
created sex,
I
right?
hope
You're good
so.
to
God,
go.
or else you're going to have a
Yeah.
real hard time selling that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about our religion. No sex. Everone loves it. No, they
Yeah,
don't. Anyways, go on.
the Catholics missed the boat on that one, buddy. The priest
Well,
being celibate,
they
right?
seem to be having plenty of sex.
Yeah.
Just with
But
kids.
the point is this, is Jesus died to wash away those sins. And as far as the east is from the west, God does not look upon the sin of you, because you have Jesus sitting at the right hand of God that has taken that sin for you when he died on the cross. That's the gospel. That's what I want to share with people. So your past doesn't define you. Whatever you've done in the past, whatever today, any F-bombs I dropped, any sins I committed are gone. They're
Is that a
washed
sin?
away. Was that?
An F-bomb is a sin?
I don't know. I'm
What are
just
the
saying, I'm
sins?
using
I
it.
guess
Well, I don't know.
help me figure some of
I don't
them
know.
out. Because like if I'm to buy the Jesus, then I'm also to buy the idea of a necessity to stop certain behaviors, I'm guessing.
I think, and I can only use this for myself. People that knew me when I was 25 that know me now said, you're a way different man than you were then. It could be an age thing, it could be a whatever thing. I think it's a God thing and a Jesus thing, because I dedicated my life to that. And I've dedicated it in a way that I never want to be judgmental. I've had so many great conversations with all kinds of people, and they tell me their experiences going to a church. And like, I knew this lesbian couple and they got
Yeah.
kicked out of their church. I'm like, you're at the wrong church. A church should accept for
And
who you are.
if you start to say what is a sin, that kind of becomes a judgment. I follow
Well, sin, the sin is, sin is sin. Sin was into the world
Well, you did
before
say
I
though
was born.
that looking at a girl lustfully is sin, but now I'm talking about another girl like getting down with some lust, but let's say that they're married. Two
No, I'm
lesbians
saying for
married.
me personally, I'm saying like I'm married to my wife
For
December.
me personally, yeah, I watch it too, man.
Right.
That's the kind of
So if
porn
I'm,
I'm into. No, I'm kidding.
yeah,
I'm
if I'm
joking.
watching like porn, or if I'm watching a girl at the beach and I look at her twice, Jesus said that if you look at a woman twice lustfully, you've committed adultery. Okay? That's
Yeah, it's a hard one
just
to
the way it
take.
is. It's a hard way to look at it, but
Because Michael
you're
Skyver said that if it don't matter where you get your appetite, as long as you
I've heard that too.
at home.
So,
And I don't know. I'm going with Mike on this one. Now, his wife, he's a bit of a sinner, as he will tell you, but his
oh yeah.
wife is an angel, and she's a Christian. You know Mary.
Yep. Known Mike and Mary for a long time, buddy.
Love those
So,
guys. Yeah,
got
I can't
great
get them
pictures
on the
on my
show.
wall
I've been
with
working so
him.
hard.
So,
I'm
no. So,
joking.
anyways, the whole purpose, again, back to why I do the seminar, is just to share Jesus. That's it. And if somebody wants to hear about it, look, this is how well the seminar is doing. My first year, I had three people. Last year, I had two. So, last year, I
Well,
called
that's not
Tramp.
enough.
No, but here,
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I told Tramp. So, last year when I confirmed everything with Tramp, he goes, yeah, you got a booth, man, or you got a room. I said, I appreciate it. He goes, how many people did you have last year? I said, three. He goes, that's it? I go, yeah, that's the three people that God wanted me to tell about him. And that's how I look at it. If I have one person, or if I have 1,000 people in front of me, I'm going to tell the same story of Jesus. And if they get it, great. And if they don't, they don't. But I did my part that I believe that I'm supposed to do from the commandments from Jesus when he said to go out and make disciples of all nations. That's why there's no agenda. There's no beating somebody in the head because they're a sinner, because I'm a sinner, dude. And I will not be a hypocrite. I refuse to be a hypocrite when it comes to my faith. I'm going to screw up every day. I'm just forgiven because I believe Jesus Christ. For somebody who doesn't, and I just had this conversation with a good buddy today, he's struggling with it. And he goes, so I don't even get where you're going with this. I said, that's okay. I'm just here talking to you because that's what God wants me to do. Whatever happens from
What's
now
he
on is
struggling
between you
with?
two. Was that?
You mean he was struggling with what you were doing?
No, he was struggling. He's struggling with his faith. And I've known this guy for a year.
Okay.
I've been tattooing him. And he's like, I just don't know if I can believe it. I said, that's okay. I said, and I told him that. And he looked at me, he goes, you really mean that? I go, dude, I can't force you to believe. God doesn't want to force you to believe in it. You do you. I tell people that all the time. Like you seem to have what you believe, and that your Buddhism and stuff. You do you. One of my really
Yeah.
good
I mean,
friends.
is it Buddhism? I don't know that. I like to imagine that there's got to be some kind of common ground because these Christians and these other religions that are quite positive that they're right, they seem to fight pretty bad about it.
Yeah,
Like
they
they
do.
get in a way that you're like, I don't think either one of your two prophet dudes would be excited about what you're doing now.
No, and I always say
You
this
know,
too, man.
and that.
When you look at when you look at when you study Jesus and what he did, he killed no one. Jesus killed nobody. People might have died in his name because man took it, like, for whatever reason and twisted it and made it into whatever. And like you said,
Yeah,
sometimes
you're taking
submit
it too
people.
far.
Yeah, take it too far. Jesus walked the earth and he was nothing but love and coming there to do
But
one job
that
in
must have
3
been God's
years.
will that these people would take it that far too. I need to kind of contest that. Am I
To do
wrong? It
what? I'm
had to be
sorry,
God's
God's
will
will for what?
for people to take it that. We say people took it too far at times. You know, they took like say the Crusades or some colonialization, some manifest destiny kind of outlook. They took Christianity too far. But
That's human nature.
that they also still took it too far, right? Like they did.
They did. Some people did. Jesus didn't. Jesus just died on a cross so that we could, go to heaven, basically. That's it. He died for our sins.
But people weren't getting in heaven before him.
Yes, but you were following the Old Testament laws. And that's a whole nother conversation. But you've read the
Oh
Bible.
yeah, and then you had to kill chickens and shit.
Lambs, and you had to go for your atonement
Okay.
once a year, and you had to
Yeah.
go. They had a priest that had a rope
But if
around
I
him
was
that
poor, I didn't have a lamb.
you might have been in trouble, but I
So,
doubt it because I don't think that's how it would
well,
go. I
I
wasn't
wonder, I
there.
get it. I bet they had a scale. Like
We have a
they're like,
lot.
well, if you're poor, you get a chicken.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, or a
But
frog.
I might have been in like getaway. Yeah, welfare kind of just give me an egg, I break it over my head. Sins transferred into the egg, I throw it in the ocean or something. I don't know. I don't know what kind of weird witchcraft it was back in the day, but it does seem like listening to the Old Testament stuff, you're like, why and how and what the fuck? And this becomes the beautiful thing. Oh, yes. After we kill the guy. All right.
Well, it was a sacrifice. If
Yeah.
you
Well,
read the
that's
Old Testament, they
sacrifice. Yeah.
sacrificed the lamb. He was the Lamb of God. He was the Son of God. He was brought to this earth to die for our sins. And people can turn it
Yeah,
into
the last
stories. They can turn it
sacrifice.
into whatever. I look, listen. I'm going to be as straight up as I've ever
Aslan,
been.
Chronicles of Narnia.
I get why people don't buy faith. I get it. I can understand where they can think it's stories. I can sit there and talk till I'm blue. All I do is share my story. That's it. And why I believe what I believe. And if someone gets it, that's on them. I'm not deflecting that to somebody else. I can't
I
stress
follow.
enough because so many people will take Christianity and try to shove it down your throat and scare you into whatever or do whatever, and all they do is drive you
Well,
away.
let me stop devil's advocating for a minute and let me do the opposite. And let me tell you my sales pitch for Christianity that I see.
Okay.
Or if I were to imagine, I'm some corporate dude sitting around a smart guy table trying to figure out how we're going to get our sales task. We're trying to figure out what our sales force is going to go out with and talk to people. You know what I mean? What bullet points they're going to use and stuff. So I'm going to point out that the ability to achieve anything great in life comes from faith. And faith in self is hard to have and hard to control without constant improvement or successes. And you're guaranteed that you will have plateaus in both of those things. So you will have to manifest some kind of faith in something to achieve greatness. So let's just have you achieve some fucking greatness with this faith. I noticed that I watched the UFC. Every one of those guys is like, either or two. They're like, they get the championships. When they really get to the championships, those guys are like, all glory goes to Allah. Or they're like, all glory goes to God. They always say at the highest levels of these guys, and I'm like, I bet it takes faith. If you don't have faith, how do you wake up after getting punched in the face and go to the gym and be like, I'm gonna go get punched in the face some more? This is my life.
But
Right?
you're
So like
seeing it in
I feel like you should sell it on the idea that faith, irregardless of who, you say you could have faith in a rock. I was told this by some 13 steps people, right? Or the 12 steps people.
12 step,
13th is back at the bar. But the 12th step people were like, dude actually told me, he's like, I couldn't have faith in Jesus or God. So I was just like, I'm gonna have faith in this rock. It was here before me. It will be here after me. It may change, but it's some part of a greater whole. It's some of the same molecular bullshit that I'm made up with. It's carbon based. It is electrons and neutrons. It shares a similarity in its location to me. I can have faith in that always being that. And then he built his sobriety around that.
And that worked, right?
But yeah, it did. But I can see the higher aspect of being able to have faith in something like God. Fuck, you're getting into heaven? Oh, you got a mansion? Oh, this is nice. Oh, that's my sales pitch.
Yeah.
Have
And
faith,
see,
it
I'm
pays
not trying to
off.
sell anything though, Kyle. That's the thing is, I don't look at
Oh,
Christianity
we
as a
got to.
selling point.
Life is sales.
If that's how you look at it, but I don't look at life that way.
I think most people don't, but they think of sales in a dirty way. And
So,
I like to point out that
oh, I don't think of
salesmen
it as dirty. I
are
gotta sell
highest.
myself to get work for people. I gotta
There
be
you
able to
go. They
pitch.
are the highest level of, like, you don't know genius. It takes somebody who is genius to show you somebody is genius. Albert Einstein was destined to be in detention and fuck up if somebody didn't see the genius that he had the ability to have.
Yeah.
And that goes with every fucking genius that has ever been ever. There is somebody behind them that sees it and helps bring them along. So as that necessity, then I don't know. I think there. Yeah, I guess I've lost myself in my own train of thought. That's dumb. All right.
It happens.
That I was talking about geniuses too much.
There you go. That's because of your high IQ that's better than the 12
You scared
disciples.
my brain. Oh, now, yeah, my high IQ just forgot what I was saying.
Anyway,
I
but
mean, it takes the genius. So the genius was the salesman, I guess, is really, I recall. The genius is the salesman, as well as the person who is the genius. The genius was Thomas Edison. People are like, well, Tesla was actually, yeah, he's a genius. And Thomas Edison, you wouldn't know shit about Tesla if it weren't for. Now, or if it weren't for Tesla himself promoting himself in the ways that Thomas Edison did, which he lamented that he didn't do throughout his career, blah, 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 and stuff. And they ended up kind of bitter rivals of large sort. But it took Thomas Edison's genius of understanding the world to then harness the genius of the people that worked for him and to make it usable in patents and things. So I mean to say, the salesman is. It deserves a high honor. And my proof of that is that most people in America have their dinner in front of the dirtiest, nastiest salesman in the world. And they say they hate salesmen, but they misunderstand that they actually love salesmen. They just love their salesman. They love the one on the TV that knows their algorithm. You know what I mean? They eat their food in front of them. They share breakfast, dinner, and lunch often with the TV, the tube. The input, and that is a disconnect from a spirituality that I think has a necessity then to have a salesman for spirituality. Yeah, I hear you. That it's because everybody's ready for you to be like, you're pushing it down my throat. However, I want to say somebody's got to have a sales pitch, or it's not gonna. It doesn't. If it doesn't make it, it's not cool, really. Sales is the greatest thing that has occurred since sliced bread. No, picking berries. I don't know. No, I'm done.
There you go, the sales pitch. Well, I don't have a sales pitch, man. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to make
Damn
anything into
it.
my own words. I just
Right.
look,
Well,
man,
in the Bible,
honestly,
it
dude,
talks all about the importance of faith.
I just
So
look,
you're
I
not
just
making
love
your own words.
Jesus.
You're
I
actually
love
just
what he's
bringing
done in
that
my
stuff out
life.
there.
I mean, I think I tell people this,
Can
dude.
you see this in teachings of Allah or Buddhism? Do you have? Because the other part of sales then is you kind of got to shoot down your competitors. But I haven't heard you do that at all, which honestly is kind of a good salesman point for you though.
I don't really, I studied some things and I looked at some things, but the historic the when I read a book, it's called New Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and it's basically a textbook written by Josh McDowell, who was an atheist. And when I studied that, and I needed to study that about 20 years ago because it helped me understand things that I needed to understand because I know my limitations. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. When I hear people say, well, God's a cruel God, God's a just God. And I'm going to use this
There's me.
example. If you have a daughter or a son even, or someone who a serious crime was committed, they were raped, they were murdered, and the guy that gets caught and he goes before the judge, and the judge goes, you know, I think he's a good guy. I'm going to let him go. He's not going to prison. God's a just God. That's why he had to send his son to die for our sins. Otherwise, we would have to keep trying to earn our way to heaven by sacrificing lambs. And some of the
Well,
stuff is
that's what he
past
used
my,
to do. So
it is
how is
what we
that
used to
just
do.
then?
Well, but now it's done.
So how
Now
is
he's.
that just then? If it was just then.
So now it's easier
So
to
how
believe in
just was
Jesus
he?
Christ.
So I get it, but so he got more just throughout his time. And I don't ever forget about Job,
No,
because that was
don't.
some fucking bullshit, man. That was
He
some
let it
bullshit.
happen. He told Satan he could do whatever
Yeah,
he
God
wanted, but he
did.
couldn't kill him. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking, that's not just.
But what happened? Job never turned his back on God, and Job joined his
Yeah, but
family in heaven.
fuck you, God. Like at the end of the day, you're like, wow, God, that was some really dishonest, backhanded fucking shit you just did. And why are you having dinner with Satan? Why are y'all fucking having brunches and shit and just talking over shit? Oh, dude, I got this guy, Job. He's my boy, man. He will do whatever I tell him, and he will not curse my name. Nah, I don't believe it. Nah, for real. For real, dude. I'll let you listen. I know it so much. I'll remove all my protection. You kill off his kids, destroy his crops, take his riches, all of his wealth. You know what? Even when it gets worse than that, I'll let you hurt him, make him sick and infirm, break him all up, cripple him, give him boils, the itch, all kinds of stuff. Pull all of his friends and status away from him, and he will not curse my name. And he didn't. And then he
Oh, he
was
didn't.
blessed with more kids. What the fuck, dude? I had to lose kids over this? God, this is a lot. I had to lose my crops. Really? This is not just. And I only got this favor because of my loyalty to you. You're toying with me at one point. It's me as Job. I get it, the story of the faith and all, but when I think about a just God, I remember that a just God would have made me a God as well and imbued me with the same powers that he himself had. And if he is not able
Why
to
would
do that, then
he
he is
do
not an
that?
all-powerful God.
If he's God, why would he
Because
do
he would be
that?
a just God, because he was just.
That's an interesting take. That's interesting.
Well, I get it because most people don't hear it, but it is a just way to make things. Listen, you want some people to keep you company, bruh? Then make us like you. Bring us to the table.
We are created in his
Don't
image.
tell me I gotta fucking grovel on some fucking planet hellhole that you made for some purpose that you never really revealed. Just so I can enjoy heaven afterwards. I like the idea that actually we have a holy war to fight better than the idea that, like, all of it makes more sense that the next stage is not easy. However, Jesus also sold us on these mansions where you're like, dude, you're gonna have everything you want. I plan on having cocaine and hookers everywhere. Just a cocaine fountain, fucking hooker couch. Just like women that enjoy it too. There's like, no, sit on me, man. I'm like, right on. The big ones. I like the big ones for the furniture. You know what I mean? And little ones bring me fucking my cocaine tray, just to get froze out my mind. And I like to think that God Coke is probably going to be the best Coke ever. He turned water into wine. I bet nobody had a headache. I'm quite positive. You follow me? My thought is, however, that makes no fucking sense. If this life is tough, then a smart God would be doing it for a reason that would be more than me enjoying my mansion in heaven. The reason that I would be doing and getting a small amount of his power in heaven, that which is kind of like, oh, I'm almost close to you. So as long as I worship him, and also, like, do I see a big titty girl jogging in the fucking in heaven and I think an impure thought and I go straight to hell? All these questions pop up in my mind of things that need to be resolved before I could just sign it on the bottom line and be like, yeah, you're my savior, you know? But as
But
far
that's
as
you.
a just God, there is not a lot that shows he is just. And in the Bible, there are many times where it kind of points out, like Job, that he was unjust, that he asked for things to do that are outside of even his own commandments to us later on. But like he says, hey, go kill your son Joseph, man. I want you to prove your loyalty to me. Kill your son. Wow. Oh, but he provided a ram. Yeah, but he asked him to commit a fucking sin. A sin against his son, his fucking family. Yeah, but he really wanted to know that he was loyal. Well, why would he do that? Well, because he planned on blessing him so much. Whoa, weird dynamic, bro. Weird. That's a fucked up flex, man. Kill your son. Yeah, you know what? Second thought, I see you're serious, man. You were serious about it. You were gonna kill that little fucker. Second thought, let me reward you.
So did you
You've
ever think
done
of the
good.
faith of his son Isaac? So
That
Isaac would have
got
been
put in the
about a
well and all that too?
no,
Or
Isaac was the
what?
son of
That's
Abraham.
Joseph, right?
No, Isaac was the son of Abraham, and Abraham took him up on the mountain, and Isaac carried the wood and everything, and he was going to sacrifice him. And at that time, Abraham was an old man, and Isaac was they guess around 17, 18 years old. So the faith of Isaac is in there too, because he had the faith that his father wasn't going to kill him, because he could have fought that old man and ran off, but he didn't. He let it happen, and then God supplied him with the ram, and then Jesus comes from the
What a
line of
weird
Abraham.
thing.
So
So weird.
you can break it down in so many ways, but coming back to where I go
I
back to
feel like
my.
my good guy thing to do is not sit around and wait till all this bad shit's about to happen. There's a lot of like, yeah, he could beat up his old man, but his old man is his old man. That's a lot. You got to come against a lot of fucking whatever. I see you're going to kill him, but whew. Now, Joseph didn't know he was about to be killed either, right?
Joseph
I'm getting
was.
way much into the points, I guess, too much into the points that make it hard for me to believe as well. And that isn't my intention. I just my spot is to see where faith helps people that I know and love, and also to, I mean, seriously, to help them craft a good story that is a sales pitch of sorts. Because if God wants people to follow him, guess what? He wants salesmen.
Well,
I
I
guarantee
guess there's
it.
some good
I
speakers out there
guarantee it.
that
He wrote a
are.
book on it,
Was that?
right? He wrote a book on it. I said, I guarantee he wants salesmen. He wrote a book on it. He wrote a book on how to live as a witness that would then sell the idea of Christianity to others. And that doesn't mean that you got to be shoving it down people's throat, like you say. The
Yeah,
best
no.
Christians I've ever witnessed and that I have in my life, you're one of them. Sandy and Cease out in California.
Yeah.
I was in Detroit as well. They're some of the most awesome Christians I know. We don't sit there, you know. I make my jokes sometimes, but we don't get in these instances where I say, "Oh, this person is using this to enrich themselves," or they're actually just trying to manipulate power dynamics with this religion. Same for you. And I find that's the best about any Christian is that they live as a witness for what they preach. However, when I do try to take my scientific approach to that, I see that I believe that it comes down to, in some cases, faith and then a good structure and surrounding inside of that faith. Because in bad structure and surrounding inside of that faith, you end up with pedophiles and the girl touchers and the, you know, or the young kid touchers and all. Like all these damn cults and Christianity so much. I thought it was kind of just the Catholics for a while, and then I started watching way too much Netflix. You're like, man, it just keeps going on. But the thought of it has to be that once you have the ability to talk to God, right? Once you have a power that other people subject themselves to, even if it's just a tiger, like in the Tiger King, people want that and they become dependent upon you. For that, something as big as spirituality is huge, then the corruption of an individual can really lead to bad downfalls, which has happened enough throughout Christianity. A lot of people are turned off, and that's what you're overcoming, I think, to be a good, faithful steward of or a witness of Christ is that turn off that people see. I see Christians being pulled out of their homes by Christians and sent to another country, and I'm like, this is a crazy time,
Well, we are
you
living in
know?
crazy times,
This is
buddy. But that was
crazy
predicted.
time.
Yep.
Yeah,
So.
and it seems not Christian, and then at the same time, I can have somebody that builds it up with all the scripture in the world for me, and I'm like, wow, okay, so. That's that, you know. I don't know. I'm lost in it a bit. I do have this appreciation for you, and I would like to say, can you promote your seminar again? Because it's coming up. We're coming on March here, not too much longer. And Detroit's going to be on us. And it'd
Yeah,
be awesome if
I
some
talked
more
with
people
Tramp this
showed up.
morning. So he's putting it up on the website. And then I'll be tattooing there. I always tattoo out of Marshall's booth. Me and Marshall have been friends for a long time, and about the last 10, 11 years I've been tattooing with him out of his booth. So I'll be there. Me and Marshall will be
So
at
right
a
there when
booth.
you walk in to the left
Yep.
usually.
Right when you walk in, we'll be right there. And then the
Right and
seminar.
center. Nice.
Yep. Yeah, it's fun. Right next to our booth is
Do you
right
know which
across the
room it's going
aisle.
to be in?
I don't know which he's
Or
always
you're
had it the
saying
same one,
meet
but
up
I'm
at
not
your booth?
sure. But it'll all be
Okay.
posted. And somebody can come find me
Right
if
on.
they're interested.
Well, make it
And
easy
the
on them too. This is what we got to do. We're salesmen now.
yeah,
We
well
got to
the
fucking, we got to, what are they, optimize the web searches or something. I don't
Okay, well, you
know.
can go to my Instagram, Ramley Tattoo, and that's where a lot of stuff gets posted. And my son handles all the social media for me now because I'm like you. I got sick of algorithms and everything else. And we need it, right, to kind of keep our stuff out there. But at the same time,
They
my
tell us
craft's
we
a
do.
gift. It's a pain in the butt. I'd let my boy handle it. But he does know that me and you were going to be talking, and I told him that once I knew when this was going to be out, we're going to share that. We're going to let people know. We're going to let people know about the seminar as soon as it's posted on the website. And it's on
Here,
Sunday.
let
I
me
do
give
know
you another
it's,
suggestion.
yeah.
Sales, again, man, I used to go to church. My whole life I've gone to church, but we had the reach out into the community system of the Gap. Remember the Gaps, the video games?
Yeah.
They would have free video games they would let people play. And then about a half an hour to an hour in, they would lock the doors and turn off all the power and be like, hey, we're going to do a skit. And then the skit comes with an altar call. And then you go back to playing your free video games. I'm going to say you don't have video games there, but you
No.
have a wealth of knowledge outside of Christianity too. I would say bring people in for a free seminar on tattooing techniques in black and gray or whatever you want to talk about, really, in history of the industry. And then also say, hey, man, this is a prayer meeting coming next, right? Ask those people to stay.
That's something to
No?
think about. Yeah, no, that's actually something to think about. Because
Dude,
I'm
I'm a
new at this.
salesman.
This
I'm
is my
telling you.
third year. So,
We
and it
got to
ain't like
grow this
they're,
thing so that Jesus
dude, it ain't like they're beating my
is so he
door
can be
down.
like, yeah, I want to be up there and have to be. I'm going to be arguing. He'll be like, you never accepted me. You never said my name. I was like, yeah, I really had a hard time with that, you know. But look at all this good shit I did, brah. I'm a good, faithful servant, though, right? And he'll be like, oh, Kyle, I'm going to give you 1 week. 1 week in heaven. Or I want to come back like a, it wasn't George Carlin. Who was it? Fuck, the dude with cigars back in the day, though, right? So old now that I, he lived like 101 years old. But remember, he had all those movies where he came back in time or whatever.
Marx Brothers,
Oh,
right?
God, you devil. And what's
Oh,
that?
George
The Marx Brothers?
Burns.
No,
George
no.
Burns. George
George Burns.
Burns.
That seems right. I'm
Yeah, it
so
is. I
old now,
grew up in
man.
that
We're so
generation,
old.
dude. Again, I'm 61. I remember
Well, you
George Burns
remember the
movies.
movies that it, like somebody was going to heaven or hell or something, and then
Yep.
they he talked him into giving him a deal to come back, try and save a couple of people, and then he would. That's me. That's what I'm gonna try. So I'm a salesman and a lawyer, because
There you
actually, in the
go.
end of the days, I'm just a fucking. I'm an artist, a creative, and I'm gonna create my argument and I'm gonna present it to the Lord, and I'm just gonna see how he does, you know? Because to be honest, I don't even know what he's gonna look like. My son told me he had fiery legs. All kinds of weird shit, but whatever. My battery's going dead, so I know I have stayed too long and said too much.
All good.
But
It's all good. I ain't talked to you in a
I
minute, man.
love and
So,
appreciate you and everything we talked about, man. I thanks for bringing it to me. I apologize for my devil, what I'm going to call devil's advocate, but there's a lot of truth. You can feel it. You know that I've been raised in this as well, and so I have these internal conflicts always going on. So these theological and spiritual things, though, always bring me closer to the Lord, even if I'm not like ready to sign on the dotted line for you. So let me continue to help advocate for you to do this and to reaffirm that you've made some headway into my eventually being your neighbor and the poor fucking state of affairs that's going to turn into. Because, like I said, cocaine and hookers, bruh. You're
I'd just be
gonna be
sitting there
like,
going,
don't
that's the
go over
party
there.
house
Don't
over
look over
there.
there.
That's Kyle's
He's
frat
playing
house.
volleyball with the hookers again. Dude, just
Yeah,
naked volleyball all day long. Bump set spike. Ah, God. Not on sand, some kind of soft like styrofoam or something where they really got to work at it. At any rate, I'll see you there. You'll be peeking out the corner of
I'll be there, man. I'll keep an eye out for you.
your eye.
What you guys are doing with the magazine, like what Candy's doing with that, and
Oh,
I
she's
would
awesome.
love if I can ever help with that. Like as far as all the years I've been tattooing the story, some of the great artists I've got to work with, work for. I mean, I saw
Yeah, I think
Renshaw.
I bet she's always looking for contributors of sorts in any stories ever. This is what I know, because I'll advocate for them and I'm a good salesman. Any stories, it becomes a history. It's a needed part, a
What is
huge
history, dude?
needed part of her industry. Dude, a
Real.
girl, I'm talking in the shop, a young girl, and man, can you imagine what this been like 20 years or 10 years ago if this happened when I was like, well, Jack Rudy would say, and I was like, you know who Jack Rudy is, actually. Now I think about it, as I see the puzzled look on her face when I just say Jack Rudy, like, you should listen to me now. Whatever, everything I say should be gold. Or, and she's just like, yeah, Jack, whatever. And I'm like, you know who Jack Rudy is, right? And a little high pitch in my voice. And she's like, no, should I? And so I'm like,
Wow.
okay, we don't have a system of sharing it anymore. And we're so insulary.
Yeah.
Kate passed, it's Jack's passed. Shotzi Gorman passed the week after. It's like,
Yep.
it's good. Life is going to keep happening, damn it. But we
We're
got
all
to
gonna.
get people like yourself with these stories too to share some of the memories, and also just even because the antidotes put the names into the thought.
I appreciate you,
But I'm
bud.
serious as shit about being down to 3%, and I know how my phone treats me in these moments. I will talk to
Okay.
you again soon. I look forward to seeing you in March. Take
Yeah,
care,
take care,
Ram.
buddy. Yep, I'll see you
See you.
later.